Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Oh, yes, I was inquired about maybe some loan with you guys.
Okay, did you receive an offer in the mail?
Yeah.
Okay, did you have a reservation code on there? I can pull up your file and see what we're working with here.
Sure. 2411-3601-0036-2910.
2910, okay. Give me 1 second here. What was the name of the business that you're calling with?
Quan Dentistry.
Quan Dentistry, okay, I got you right here. And what was your name?
Robin Quan.
Okay, Robin, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. Now, looks like we have you guys. Let's see, are you in Gresham?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just a couple basic questions just to confirm what we have on file here. Then I can go ahead and answer any questions that you have. Now, what is the structure of the business? Are you guys incorporated?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
11 years.
Okay. All right, so it looks like what we had sent to you was a pre-approved offer for both the equipment financing and working capital programs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have a lot of programs within those, so it depends on what your specific need is. But why don't you tell me, you know, a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. I'm moving into a new facility, so I need some working capital and some equipment as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Leaving some of the older equipment in my office.
Okay. How soon were you making the move?
Soon.
Okay.
Next week or two.
Oh, next week or two. All right. And how soon did you want to bring the funds on?
As soon as I can.
Okay. All right. Did you have any idea of how much you were looking for?
Yes, about $85,000.
$85,000, okay. So on that $85,000, is that including the cost of the equipment as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what type of equipment are you looking at specifically?
Dental chairs, air compressors, vacuum compressor. Some other stuff like sterilizing machines and things like that.
Okay. All right.
New place.
Oh, okay. Furniture too. All right. And do you have the equipment already kind of, you know, chosen, or were you still shopping around for it?
Most of it's been chosen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sorry, just 1 second. I'm taking some notes by hand here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, you know, the $85,000, that's including the equipment cost. You know, what's the total cost of the equipment? And how about, you know, of that $85,000, how much of it did you need just for operating capital?
I think it's about $15,000 or $20,000.
Okay.
Capital.
All right. Now, for the equipment that you're purchasing, are you purchasing it all from the same vendor, or is it coming from a variety of different places?
Just a couple different places.
Okay. All right. All right, so a couple of basic questions to see kind of what's going to be available to you. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
Gross annual, last year we did $1 million.
I'm sorry, how much was that?
$1 million.
Oh, okay. All right. And are you tracking to do about the same this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
It's mediocre. Yeah, it's mediocre. It's like 650-ish, somewhere in there.
Okay, 650. All right. And have you done a working capital loan before?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any current working capital loans with the business right now?
No.
No, okay. All right. Okay, so some brief, you know, initial feedback for you from what I see so far with the information that you've given me. You know, first of all, based off of your sales, you know, if you're doing about $1 million a year, for our working capital programs, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So, you know, we'd probably be looking at probably $100,000 available to you. Maybe possibly upwards of that. It'll depend on kind of the cash flow of the business. We'll take kind of a look at that to see. But, you know, say we get you approved for $150,000, you don't need to take the full $150,000. You can just choose what you need and go from there. Now, because you're also looking to bring on equipment, and that's part of your cost, what I might recommend doing is tackling the capital and the equipment separately. And the reason for that is the working capital, it's going to be unsecured cash. And by nature of it being unsecured, there's no collateral attached to it. It's a little more expensive than traditional financing where you secure it with collateral. So, you know, we're able to do that with the equipment, finance that traditionally. The equipment is the collateral. Typically, rates are in kind of like the mid-single digits there. So if we're able to kind of break up your cost here, and, you know, minimize, you know, the interest cost on the equipment side of things, it might save you some money and be beneficial to do this as two separate loans. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is just to get you, you know, all of the cash up front as unsecured cash. It would get deposited into your business account and you're free to use it however you'd like. So you could spend it on the equipment. You can spend it just for the operating capital. But I always suggest if you're able to finance the equipment traditionally on its own, to try to go that route first, just because you would save a significant amount doing it that way. Do you follow me with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll put together a package for you. I can send you an application over an email and collect a few things to see kind of where we stand. From there, I'll have a little more clear picture of, you know, which path we should take here. I definitely think we'll have something, you know, at least be able to get this in place for you. And as far as time frame goes, I know you're looking for soon. Typically, the way it works is once you get everything back into me, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours. And then if everything makes sense, we can, you know, fund the entire deal usually in about 2 to 3 days. So we can move pretty quickly. I think from here, we just want to see kind of what the best path forward would be. Now, on the equipment that you're looking to bring on, do you have any quotes or invoices for them yet?
I could get one, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have for, yeah, the...
Okay.
Yeah, I can get some.
Okay, yeah, because if you can get me a quote for the equipment, then I can have a pretty clear idea on if we're able to get it financed traditionally. Okay. Which, honestly, it's always the best way to go. Credit is a main factor in that, but if you're in the mid-600s, we're usually able to get that done. But like I said, we'll take a look at everything and see what the best route is. Now, what is a good email address that I can send, you know, the application and then a list of what I would need from you?
rykwondds@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to run that by you one more time. So it's rykwondds@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email. I'm actually going to attach two applications to it. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is I'd like to, you know, try to do the equipment separately and then the capital on its own. If you fill out both applications, I'll be able to get a good collection of the best options for you. In addition to the applications, I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you guys have. Did you guys finish 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So yeah, it's just the bank statements, the tax return, the applications, and if you can get me quotes on the equipment, I can put together a couple different offers for you.
Okay, great.
All right, did you have any questions for me on the programs or anything I can help you with while I'm here?
Not this time.
No, okay. All right, so I will send you the email right now. How soon do you think you'd be able to get everything back into me? Did it all sound like it's something you have pretty handy?
Yeah, I can get most of everything there for you. I think the only thing, so I'm looking at a dental chair. I don't have a quote for that. You just gave me an approximate figure, which is about $16,000. But I have quotes for the other stuff as well. So.
There's no complaint. Are you talking to her?
No.
Can you call Vulcan?
Okay.
Like right now? She said there's no complaint. There's no complaint.
Okay. So, yeah, if you can, you know, as soon as you get it all back into me, you know, as soon as you get the quote, send that over and I can package it all up together for you and should be able to have an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll send it over to you right now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.